Have you had an experience of going to the doctor and feeling like you weren't being listened to or some complaint wasn't being taken seriously? I think this happens quite a bit. I've received a lot of messages from people to this tune. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about self-advocacy from the perspective of both the patient and a provider. MS can be a very overwhelming disease. It can affect a lot of different parts of your body and your life. And so it's really important to know going into a visit, what are the most important things that you want to make sure you address, the biggest things that are kind of impacting your quality of life. As a physician, I wish I could have unlimited time with everyone to kind of discuss everything in full, but that's not the reality of healthcare visits. You know, you do have a finite time and it's often pretty limited. So it's really, really helpful when people can bring in, you know, a list of symptoms, especially writing it down so you don't forget. So you make sure you don't forget something. Write down your questions, write down any symptoms that you want to make sure you address during the visit, and then prioritizing those. So what is the most important for you and kind of ranking them in order. Again, if you don't have time to get through everything in one visit, you at least will address the things that are most pressing to you. I just started reading this book, actually. I'm not done it yet, but I really have enjoyed it so far and highly recommend taking a look at it, called How Doctors Think. And it's written for patients kind of to understand the thought process in medical decision-making and also why misdiagnosis happens and how, you know, we can get stuck in certain thought processes and how certain things that you as a patient say can actually help guide the thinking. Not that that's your job, but it is kind of an interesting read to think about and could help you communicate better with your doctor. So for example, during a visit, you could ask your doctor, what are the possibilities that you're thinking about to explain my symptoms? Or what is the worst thing that could be causing my symptoms? And you can kind of have a dialogue and get a sense of what their thought process is, and also asking what other testing could we do to get to the bottom of this. I think these are all reasonable questions to ask a provider during a visit to kind of get more information if you don't feel like things are being thought through. As a provider, I do have a lot of thoughts going on in my brain as I'm interviewing somebody and looking at imaging and looking at labs. And I may not verbalize all of it, but if somebody is interested and they actually prompt me and say, hey, you know, what are all the things that you've thought about? We can certainly have a conversation about that. Now, if something is bothering you and you're trying to bring it up and you don't feel like it's being addressed adequately or you don't feel listened to, it is appropriate to be polite but firm and kind of reemphasize, you know, this doesn't seem like it might be an emergency for you, but this is really impacting my life and I'd really like to get to the bottom of this, or I'd really like to find out some way to manage this, something along those lines. Now, once you've done all these things, you've reemphasized to them that, hey, this is really bothering me. What other things can we do? What are the possibilities you're considering? If after that you still do not feel like your provider's listening to you or addressing your concerns appropriately, I would recommend getting a second opinion and seeing another specialist, a neurologist, or whatever kind of doctor you're seeing, and just to get another set of eyes on your issues and to get a new perspective. It's especially important for chronic illnesses like multiple sclerosis for you to really trust in your medical team and be able to partner with your doctors. And if you don't feel that trust, in the end, it's only going to be putting you at a disadvantage. And so I really encourage people to find a neurologist that they trust and that they can work with.